Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers, who promise people relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Hurricane Sandy hits the eastern seaboard. It also hits Scammerland as Davin's wife and kid are missing in the storm, and he wants to find them guns a-blazing. So listen and enjoy.
All right, so we are back. I guess we'll do a little scammer stuff. Where the hell were we last week? I don't remember where we were in the fucking story.
I don't either because it's so insane. I think, well, you were...
Where the hell was I?
You were talking about... the storm.
This was before the storm, though.
Oh, it was right before the
storm.
It was before
the storm. All right. So well, we'll catch everybody. For those of you who don't know, if you're just tuning in, if you're new to the show, what me and my pals do is we scam the romance scammers from Africa where, you know, they think that we're falling in love with them, but we're really scamming them. That's the little type of thing we do. So this is a weekly thing. It's going to be a lot. There's a lot of interesting stuff this week.
The first scammer that Davin had to deal with, he did call using his number, and she called him back at 5 in the morning, waking up his wife, which was not a happy accident.
No, I had two women pissed off at me.
Yes.
One on a different continent, one right next to me.
Not good.
So she got a phone from her friend. I asked her how long she'll have it for. She doesn't know because she has to give it back when she needs it. I told her hold on to it for a few more days because at this point I hadn't tried to call her yet. But then I found her. So, oh, honey, why can't we talk? Tell me what's going on with the court issue. Now I'm going through this divorce, allegedly, and, you know, there's been issues and everything. My attorney dropped me because he found that I was lying because I never told him about my relationship with my love, Agnes, of course. So I've been trying to get this new attorney who seems to be a very good female attorney, but her receptionist, Rosa, wants a piece of the Davin cock.
Well, who doesn't?
Exactly. So she asked what's going on with the court. So this is after the storm. I go, do you get the American news? She goes, why do you ask? I go, Google Hurricane Sandy. She goes, is that a huge wave? Now, it could be because they come as waves off the African continent before they form storms. But I don't know. She goes, what's going on, babe? I go, New York and New Jersey have been almost destroyed in parts. I live in New York and my wife and kid live in New Jersey. They are missing.
Oh, wow.
She goes, really? You never told me about it. So what are you doing about it? Does the police know? I go, you have not been around. It happened on Monday. Honey, Google New Jersey and Hurricane Sandy images. Haven't you heard anything about them? She says. I go, no, they were staying at my summer house. Neighborhoods are destroyed, flooded, washed into the sea.
You know what she heard? You have a second house?
You're right. Cha-ching, motherfucker. Cha-ching! The wife is missing. Sweet.
Sweet. No divorce. They've been washed up to sea, and there's a house.
Exactly. It was a house. Yeah. Oh, thank God they are alive. I go, but she goes, but I'm scared now. I go, I did not say that. I have no idea. Phone service is out. Why are you scared? You might get back with your wife, and I've wasted all this time. I checked your profile, and it says you're married to her.
What? I mean, she didn't know this?
We talked about this when she fell in love with me instantly.
Stupid.
I go, of course it says I'm married to her. I'm not divorced. She might be dead. My kid might be dead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh inappropriately I just meant...
So where I said this to fucking Curry, and it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard. Because he's an asshole. I don't know what he's saying. I'm not opening the chat right now because I got to read this.
Right.
I go, no, this... She goes, no, this won't happen. Please think about the positive side.
The positive side.
That bitch is out of your hair. She's with the fishes.
Sandy washed that bitch right out of my hair.
I have not heard from them since Sunday night. I told them to leave. I told them to come here. They would not. Have you tried calling your wife's mom or any relative of them? I go, of course, nobody has heard. She goes, this is really bad. I go, yes. She goes, I don't think you can think straight from now. I go, why do you say that? 3 question marks. Mm-hmm. You are scared and nervous. I would feel the same thing if I cannot find my son and you. Mm. Well, I'm doing my best. Becky, of course, is my protege, comedy protege, who's here all the time. Becky's been with me the whole time, and I'm using the orange juice and vodka as fuel. Yes.
And you're a supposedly recovering alcoholic who has been hitting the booze pretty hard during this.
I certainly have. She goes, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I go, she's been a great support for me at this time when I needed somebody the most.
Oh, and I just don't get. She pulls out the claws for Rosa, but she doesn't seem to mind that you have this girl coming over all the time.
She trusts me.
Sucker.
She goes, I wish I was there with you. I go, it would be nice, but at least she's helping me and keeping me calm and being supportive. She has not even gone home. Been here since Monday.
And she makes liquor store runs.
She certainly does. She goes, I wish I can tell Becky thank you for helping, my darling. Now, at this moment, I was thinking, well, do I want to write Becky into this, have her give her a speaking part? I was mulling this over. I go, that's not necessary.
Not yet, because you don't know what you're going to do with her.
I really don't. She goes, so what are you going to do now? I go, about what? She goes, how will we find your kid and wife?
Oh, look at this.
I go, I don't know. I've tried going down there, but each time the police turn me away. Oh. I might just have to bring my gun.
Now you sound like me on a gas line.
I certainly do. Vigilante justice. And hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The not knowing is terrible. A gun for what, she says. Don't tell me you're trying something stupid. I go to shoot my way into the disaster area.
I'm sorry, that was a bad time to try to take a sip of my soda.
This is serious. Don't be a cruel, heartless bitch.
She goes, you might die there. I go, stupid is subjective. How smart is it to put your heart in the hands of somebody you have never met who lives in a country that is notoriously full of desperate people who would lie and cheat?
Oh.
Stupid, right? Somehow I do that. If I die, you'll be taken care of. I told you that.
Oh, boy.
So you were saying I'm not important to you and am a lie?
Oh.
I go, no, I'm saying I do a lot of quote-unquote stupid things.
Oh.
Like have Joe part of the show.
No, he's not here to defend himself. Stop
he's
that.
Probably writing his ass off in the fucking
mouth. Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know. She goes, I think you have fooled me enough and I might have taken too seriously with you.
Oh.
And if something does happen to me, you will be taken care of financially.
Yeah.
She goes, I think you've played me a fool for long.
Oh.
She thinks I'm scamming her.
Oh, my God. What an uncalled
How dare
for.
She? How dare she? My word. Be sensible, woman.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.